bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, you can't do a show like this without bringing some of the Osborne love in, huh?
If you say so.
It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, trying to find fun little pieces of music to reach on the show.
Quick synopsis of what my conversation with Roy was after we went to the news there.
Right, Roy called in and said he had Windows 2000 and a scanner. He's trying to fax and do all this stuff and couldn't get it to
ever
work.
Ever since he got the fax thing going, he couldn't get the scanner working again anymore, and he had all kinds of other problems that occurred in that time period.
But there's more to the story,
isn't there? Well, yeah, there's some devices in conflict in his device manager, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, if you go into your control panel, you can go to System Devices or System Properties.
Or give him the shortcut.
Or you can right-click on My Computer, and depending on your operating system, if there is a Manage option, you'll choose that. If there is no Manage option, you'll choose Properties, and then you'll select Device Manager from whatever comes up after that. Your Device Manager is something kind of that's Windows kind of inventory of what's in your computer, all the different pieces of hardware and the different devices that it has. And there are some things that had red X's, which means they're in conflict.
Yeah, a direct conflict with the world, I believe.
Yeah, which means there's problems. And so, basically, until you get those things resolved...
No good.
In his case, that was preventing his scanner from working, and it sounded like when he was trying to get the modem going so he could fax, he ended up... He had an external modem that hooks up to USB, which has a good chance of... Yeah. That, there's a good chance that that's in there interfering. He also... has an additional USB 2.0 card, PCI card, that he added recently.
At
so there's
the same
some,
time,
So there's all kinds of different possibilities there. But basically, I told him, you know, try to remove that scanner, reboot the system, and plug it into a different port. Maybe try some of those USB 2 ports. Try some other things and see if you can't resolve that.
The real lesson here that we learned is if you're going to make changes to your system, do them one at a time. Don't do a bunch of changes at once. Because when you start to have problems, you're not going to know which change created the problem.
Yeah, this is not like remodeling a house where you decide, okay, we're going to remodel and we're going to add on to three sides all at once and tear down this and redo all that. Because, you know, in that case, probably ask Rosie, it's probably less expensive to go through the pain all at once than to do it one at a time. But
bad analogy.
In a computer, you don't want to go that route.
No, it's bad. All right, phones. Oh, we got to do our bonehead. It was just too good. It was too sweet. I mean, this is absolutely...
This is from a Alan.
Get your button ready.
With an email address that ends in @AOL.com.
Okay, that's a start.
He typed in all caps, which is a no-no, Alan, just for your education and anybody else listening. All caps means you are...
Yelling!
Yeah, so...
Or you're angry, or it's a way of showing emotion in email. So, netiquette calls for you to properly type and not be lazy and leave the caps lock on.
And it also... It causes someone that receives that to think that maybe...
Newbie.
Yeah.
Greenhorn.
And the AOL.com address doesn't help your case any in that way.
Double newbie.
Anyway, he writes, I probably qualify for the Bonehead of the Decade Award.
Bonehead of the Decade?
I formatted the drive on a Dell system with the idea of replacing the operating system, which was Windows XP, with a Windows ME OS.
So let me get this straight. You wanted to take a...
Ferrari.
$400 bottle of wine.
Right.
And get rid of that.
Pour that stuff down the drain.
Right, because that boxed stuff is a whole lot fresher.
Actually, he wanted to just refill the bottle with the boxed stuff.
Reuniti.
Right.
Okay.
So he wanted to replace XP with Windows ME.
Okay.
Thought it was a good idea. That's not the bonehead part yet.
Well, that qualifies already.
Yeah, but we got more. However, after formatting, quote-unquote, the computer will not start even with an operating system CD in the CD-ROM. The CD-ROM runs, but nothing happens in the computer. What happened, and is it possible to fix? At this point, I'm willing to reinstall XP, but I don't know if I can.
Well, obviously, it can be done. We don't know if you can either.
The deal here, Alan, is simple. What's going on here is that not all CDs are bootable, not all operating system CDs are bootable, and not all computers are capable of booting two CDs. So simply formatting a drive and sticking that CD in and turning it on, thinking that that's somehow going to put everything back to the way it was, that's kind of a false notion there.
Okay, and I don't, that Dell Inspiron that he's got, I don't know if it came. If it came from the factory with XP, one of the worst things you can do is change the operating system, and the absolute worst thing you could do is go backwards to the absolute worst version of Windows ever created. That's Windows ME. So that's...
No, Windows 2.0 was pretty bad.
I put ME below that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Windows 1.0, the very first version, that's probably the worst. Second is ME, and then third would be like Windows 2030. The deal here is you're going to void the warranty as well if it's still under warranty and you change the operating system. So keep that in mind to all of you out there thinking it's time to jump to a new operating system.
You won't get a whole lot of help from the manufacturer unless they provided you the upgrade, which sometimes they will.
Right.
And then you're okay.
But this is not an upgrade. This is a downgrade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if it was me, I would put the XP back on there. And the way to probably do that is you got to get your system to boot to a CD first. And that in and of itself is a whole explanation.
So get your Razer out, get your bedding out, and call Dell, wait on hold, and have them walk you through getting that bad boy back to where it should be. You hopefully will have all of the original disks.
If it
has a recovery disk or something like that.
If that Dell came with XP installed, then you should have something called recovery disks or CDs or whatever the case may be. Generally, there's pretty good instructions if you want to sort through that paperwork so you don't have to sit on hold.
And get ready to pay for being Bonehead of the Decade. Shall we give him the award?
Bonehead of the Decade!
Decade! We'll give it to him.
Something like that.
All right. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Do we have time to talk to Louis? A.K.A. Louis, A.K.A. the barnacle on the great ship that is the computer corner.
Oh, thanks a lot!
Well, no, that just means you're there for good. Or something, I don't know.
I enjoyed the website, and I think, Brandon, you were checking out the babes there.
He was doing the booth babe shuffle,
to the pictures. Yeah, he denied it, but I think, Brandon, you qualify.
Pictures are worth how many words?
A thousand words.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, the only thing is, Ken, you had the camera most of the time.
No, actually, we had a third party that had the camera, and he documented what he felt was documentable.
He did a good job, I might add.
Yeah, check it out at datadoctors.com. You can click on the Ken and Brandon's pictorial complete with centerfold link in the resources section.
Datadoctors.com/radio.
Oh, yeah.
Those pictures come up very nicely with Cox High-Speed Internet.
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Louis, for your commercial. We'll pay you your endorsement fee
shortly. No, we won't.
Jeez,
we won't.
Why don't you double it?
Yeah. We'll go ahead and double it since you're going to get nothing. Your input on today's show is?
Is it's... According to what I understand, it is time to buy. With the low Christmas sales, there's a lot of stuff left out in the stores, that electronics particularly, that they would like to get rid of.
Yes, it's a good time to buy now, and it's also a good time to buy next week. And if you wait another month, that's a really good time to buy.
And the week after that, I hear, is going to be
an excellent time
to buy.
And about 3 months from now, oh, man, it's going to be really good.
But the new stuff has come out and been announced, so the older version, if you can settle for a little bit less sophistication, would be might be a real good deal.
And again, next week, the new stuff will be coming out, and the week after, and the month after that. The new stuff is always coming out.
It's kind of a fallacy.
It's hype. It's companies trying to get you to buy into the fact that right now is the best time to buy. Do not delay.
And really, when it comes to electronics,
our loss is your gain.
Right now is always the best time to buy. But if you wait, it's always better to wait if you can.
Yeah,
always.
I thought I heard this on a not an electronics show, but on a finance show, that it was a good time.
Yeah, and I'm sure they read a press release and said, oh, that must be true.
Speaking of buying,
yes, sir.
What would you recommend for a printer? I was going to get a photo quality printer, but it's slower on the regular black and white.
So you want to be able to print both photos and regular black and white, not just specifically photos?
Yeah, I would like to, but...
How dramatic do you want these photos to be?
Real dramatic.
Okay, you got a couple of options. If you're truly serious about photos, we did a thing, and I think it's already aired on a TV show, about what's called dye sublimation printing. That's a new style of printer. Olympus has a really awesome dye sublimation printer that, you know, they usually are several thousand dollars. It's like $499 now. And it's on if you go to our TV website, you'll see a direct link to it.
The stuff that prints, you won't be able to tell the difference between what you pick up at the photo place stuff developed at.
But the trade-off is you can't use it for anything but photos.
Well, yeah, you could, but it would be really expensive.
I need dual duty.
Okay, if you need dual duty, I purchased for my... Actually, Santa Claus brought to my household...
Yeah. Oh, good!
One of the HP... Now, this is for digital photography. One of the HP printers that has a little LCD display and the actual card readers right in the printer, so you don't even have to have the computer if you want to print photos. Mm-hmm. And it has... the thing that makes a photo printer really good is if it has multiple color cartridges. In some cases, it'll have up to six different colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you see, if the first thing you want to look for is some kind of a printer that has more than just like one cartridge for color, that has all three colors in it, one cartridge for black. It's going to have multiple cartridges for color.
Separate ink.
Yeah, generally it's going to do a better job of printing.
Epson has one out that has seven colors now.
Right. I mean, if it's in your price range, it's about $300 for the HP. I don't remember which model it is, but it's got an LCD display. And
Crayola has a box with 64 colors.
Get
so
out.
There.
128, 256, 512, 1024.
Yep. Hey, thanks as always for nothing value. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, Louis? On our follow-up newsletter, I'll find out the model number of that HP printer and include it in the newsletter.
I haven't been getting your newsletter.
Well, we had a little snafu.
No, several weeks. Anyway, catch you next time.
All right, thanks, Louie. Mm-hmm. Wow, we've been getting him.
Yeah.
We're getting out of several people.
We're us, so we never know.
We're going to break?
Yeah, we're
going to
go to break. It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken and Brandon back in just a sec.
A fresh start to your Sunday morning. Grace Talk, Sundays at 5 a.m. right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Pastor...